This is Optimal Finance Daily, episode 2049. Four red flags to watch out for before buying an annuity by Tanya Brown with financialfinesse.com. And I'm your host and personal finance enthusiast, Diana Merriam. Before we get to it, have you subscribed to our other podcasts? We cover personal development, minimalism, health, relationships, entrepreneurship, and life advice on the other shows. Just search for Optimal Living Daily wherever you get your podcasts to find them. But for now, let's get to today's post as we optimize your life. Four Red Flags to Watch Out For Before Buying an Annuity by Tanya Brown with financialfinesse.com. Annuities. The word itself can start World War III in a room full of financial advisors. Some advisors think of annuities as the financial instrument of Satan, and other advisors believe it's the holy grail for anyone in retirement. I'm in the middle. For the right person in the right situation, they work. I think for the right person, the right annuity can help someone generate the income needed to maintain his or her lifestyle in retirement. For the wrong person, an annuity can tie up money unnecessarily for years. The key and the challenge is for the consumer to fully understand both the benefits and risks of an annuity and to assess if the benefits outweigh the risks for their particular needs. Does anybody really know how these things work? The problem is that annuities are so complicated that most consumers and most advisors don't completely understand them. The training on annuities at most financial institutions centers on selling them. When I first became an advisor, my company assigned me to an area with a high elderly population. Big surprise, this area also had many annuity salespeople. After a few months in my new location, a client would stop by with a friend who wanted a second opinion on an annuity. Most of the annuities I reviewed were good and a great fit for the owner. Unfortunately, there were also annuity contracts I reviewed that didn't match the benefits the annuity owner thought they were getting. Other annuities I reviewed did not match the needs or even long-term goals of the annuity owner. These experiences gave me a unique window as to the red flags of a potentially bogus annuity salesperson and new perspective on how to help consumers. Red flag number one. Your advisor pressures you to sign an annuity contract before fully explaining the contract to you. When you get the annuity contract to sign, have the advisor go over all of your discussed benefits in the contract. Make sure that all of the promised benefits are listed in your contract. Your advisor should be able to point them out. If anything that was promised is not in the print of the contract, do not sign. If needed, your advisor can have the contract redone to include your discussed benefits. Once you sign, no matter what you thought you were getting, you're pretty much stuck with the annuity. Most states have a free look provision that gives you the option to get out of your annuity within typically 10 to 30 days, but this varies by state. Once that period has passed, it's yours, even if it's not what you thought it was. Red flag number two. You don't know your advisor's background. There is an inherent trust people have in anyone presenting himself or herself as a financial professional. One of my friends was told by an aspiring financial advisor that, quote, "All I really have to do is put on a tie and show up, and people are willing to trust me," end quote. The only qualification needed to sell an annuity for most is an insurance license, which requires 20 to 40 hours of general insurance courses, 6 to 12 hours of ethics courses, and passing an exam. No financial or retirement planning knowledge is required. To sell variable annuities, an advisor would also need, at a minimum, a Series 6 license. The qualification to getting a Series 6 is for the advisor to be affiliated with an organization that will sponsor them to sit for the exam and for them to pass the 100-question exam with at least a 70% passing score. In most states, an advisor may also have to pass a Series 63, which I personally studied for and passed within a 48-hour period. This means someone can graduate from high school June 1st, go through all of the training, pass the exams, and hang a shingle outside of an office as a financial professional by July 1st with absolutely no experience. Ask about the professional experience of anyone managing your money and do background checks by going to your state's Department of Insurance website and/or by using the Broker Check website. Red flag number 3. Your advisor did not clearly explain to you why the annuity he or she wants you to purchase is a good fit for you. If you're switching annuities, make sure you understand exactly why switching is such a good idea. I reviewed an annuity sales proposal from a woman who was getting ready to switch from an old annuity to a new one called a 1035 exchange. The advisor told her it was a good idea, but the client could not explain to me why it was. Upon reading the proposal, I knew it was because there was no good reason for the exchange except for the commission the advisor would receive. The change would increase her surrender period and cost her more money in fees, and the annuity actually had fewer benefits. Make sure you clearly understand how and why the annuity purchase meets your financial goals. And red flag number 4, the advisor tells you that it's a no-risk investment. No matter how good an investment is, there are always risks. The risk may be your money being tied up, or your money going up or down with the market, or getting a low rate of return, or it could be the risk that the annuity company goes out of business. The key is for the benefits to outweigh the risks, and for some, the risk may be a deal breaker. I reviewed an annuity for a friend of a client who wanted to withdraw the money for his child's education. His advisor told him about all of the benefits, but left out the 10% surrender charge for withdrawing his funds. What angered him most about this is that he explicitly told the advisor that he planned to use some of the funds for his child's education. The bottom line, don't sign anything you don't understand. If you don't understand an annuity, ask questions until you do. Just like Smokey the Bear's famous quote, only you can prevent wildfires. You are your own best defense against bogus financial professionals. You just listened to the post titled 4 Red Flags to Watch Out For Before Buying an Annuity by Tanya Brown with financialfinesse.com. Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. Have you been using Mint to manage your finances? First, the bad news. Mint is shutting down. And now, the good news. There's a better alternative. Our sponsor, Monarch Money. Mint users are turning to Monarch Money and loving it. Maybe you're saving for a down payment, a wedding, a dream vacation, your kids' college. I've found that Monarch makes it easy to help you reach your financial goals, whatever they are. I definitely wouldn't be able to allocate my finances or plan as clearly without help from Monarch. In fact, Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all of your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. That's monarchmoney.com/OFD for your extended 30-day free trial. I actually sent this article to my mom, who asked me about annuities a while ago. While I don't know the details of her financial situation, I suspect her financial advisor suggested an annuity, which is a huge red flag to me. of the very little I know about her financial situation, I do know that she lives way, way, way below her means, and she has various pensions and well-funded retirement vehicles. From my perspective and the little I know about her finances, it's unlikely she's at risk of running out of money in retirement. But she also doesn't take financial advice from her daughter, so maybe she'll listen to this article. If I was seriously considering an annuity, I would talk to a flat fee advisor who doesn't sell annuities and who could advise me on how they might fit into my overall plan. However, an explain like I'm five definition of an annuity is a fixed sum of money paid to someone each year, typically for the rest of their life. By this definition, Social Security and pensions are annuities. Annuities are insurance products with contracts issued by life insurance companies, so it's more of a risk transfer strategy than it is an investment. And many people don't consider it an investment because when you buy an annuity, you immediately turn over 100% of your principal to purchase upfront the right to collect an amount of income from the insurance company for the rest of your life. From what I can see, annuities are pretty complex, but there are certain situations where they appear to be beneficial. Annuity products fit well into a plan when the retiree's savings aren't sufficient to weather market volatility and meet basic living expenses simultaneously. So they may be most appropriate for people who are worried they could live longer than their money will last. There are many different types of annuities and riders that can be added for additional costs to customize them. Because it's an insurance product that's often layered with complexity and fees, annuities are often criticized for the high commissions sellers of annuities receive. So if you're curious about annuities, it could be worth your time to consult with a flat fee advisor. And that will do it for today. Have a great day and weekend. Thank you for listening, and I'll be back here tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.